It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh yes, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is Monday, April the 24th, 2023, and it is 1901 UTC, clicking over, starting a few seconds into 1900, so the intro ran a little long. Shout out to everybody in comm, including good pal Publius and Quentin, X1, Ratsu, LCD, SCM is in the house. That's cool to see you around. The Z-Man's here, and Stug's in the house. So hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is Monday, Monday, Monday. we are live, live, live. Let's see. There's a lot of news today. And some of it good, some of it bad. But you know, it's kind of how it goes. let's see. Let's see. Publius calling it, phoning in, mentioning, I don't know where Bayreuth is, and the closest thing I have to that is a document, a case report from October 15th, 2002. So if you have a link, send it my way. But I did not see that on any of the news sites that I visit. And actually, I've got a bunch of cool science-y stories for us today. So let's get going. Let's get started the way we pretty much always start. And that, my friends, is with
world news.
That's right, world news. So, army uniformed men kill civilians. How many, you might ask? Well, it's a multiple of 12. That gives you an idea. The government of Burkina Faso has announced that it will take a new approach to the fight against terrorism, with the aim of reducing the number of people killed. The prosecutor of the court, Ohoigoya Lamine Kabore, wrote in a statement sent to AFP to have been informed by the gendarmerie of the city that in the village of Karma, located in the province of Yatinga, about 60 people would have been killed by people wearing uniforms of our armed national armed forces. So, 5 dozen, 60 people. The wounded were evacuated and are currently being treated in our health facilities, he added, that the perpetrators of the acts have taken various goods. The prosecutor said that seized of these facts, whose seriousness is proven, he had given the necessary instructions in order to elucidate them and to arrest all those involved. The way that English is spoken around, I guess because it's being translated too, but it's just, it's very interesting. It's like the words are the same, but you really have to parse it a little bit. At least as an American, it takes me a minute to parse it. He called on all those who have information about these events to report them. According to residents contacted by AFP, survivors said that more than 100 people on motorbikes and pickup trucks raided Karma last Thursday. Dozens of men and youths were executed by these men dressed in military uniform. These survivors put the death toll closer to 80, which is another dozen, over another 20 more. So you get 6 dozen and some change. The massacre came a week after six soldiers and 34 volunteers for the defense of the fatherland were killed in an attack by suspected jihadists near the village of Orima, about 15 kilometers from Ohoigoya. Bonjour, Publius says, that's kind of the way I talk when seized of these facts. but yes, dozens, pronounced Bayreuth. It's in northern Bavaria. It's where the Wagner Festival is held. Ah, I'll look up some, I'll see if we got any Deutschland, the fatherland. Yeah, here we go. Here's a story. Let's see if this is the story Publius is talking about. Nope, that's from September 6th. March 2nd. Nope, y'all need a link to be able to find it. But yeah. X1 throwing in some some Francais in the comp. Very exciting. Bayreuth. Alright, doesn't do. Alright. Hey, Gerbil Fat, welcome, welcome. Good to see you. Alright, so if anybody has that manure story, send me a link. But until then, let's get back into
world news.
Alrighty. So after Burkina Faso had its military kill about 80 people, malaria cases are spiking in Malawi after a climate-driven disaster. Extreme weather events in Malawi have driven very sharp rises in malaria infections and death. The chief said ahead of World Malaria Day on April 25th. So tomorrow's World Malaria Day. You know what? If you send me a German source, I will throw it through Google Translate. Cyclone Freddy in March triggered 6 months' worth of rainfall in 6 days, causing cases there to spike too. Peter Sands, head of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria, told reporters. TB, man, it's still with us. Will it ever go away? I don't know. The dramatic increase in cases caused by climate change-driven weather disasters illustrated the need to get ahead of this now, he said. In both countries, pools of water left behind as waters receded created ideal breeding grounds for malaria-curing mosquitoes. In 2021, the WHO said there was an estimated 247 million cases worldwide and 619,000 deaths attributed to malaria. One second here, I'm pulling up, pulling two things up here. Hey, hey, Dylan, welcome, welcome. And Zerov, thanks for being here. Thanks for the support. Alrighty, let's see if we got this map. Boom. Alright, that's too close in. Here we go. Geology.com, man. They always have the maps. They got the maps. Copy. Link. Blink. 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 Malawi. All right. I posted in the com a link to a map showing where Malawi is because it's one of those little countries that's hard to figure out where the heck it is unless you're looking at a map. So if you go to sdf.org/l/q7, that's Lima/Quebec7, sdf.org/l/q7, all lowercase, that'll take you to Geology World, geology.com, and a world image of one image of where Malawi is. So then you can see what's going on. All right. Now, there is a fun story coming to us from our dear friend of the show, Publius, here. So let's get it. Oh, shucks. to English. There we go. Let's go ahead and see what we got going on in Germany.
World news.
All right. Well, that's in German. Let's try again. All right. Here we go. Experts are currently determining the environmental damage caused by the accident near Bayreuth. The Bayreuth Land Police Inspectorate report of the incident follows. A 38-year-old from the district was on Saturday morning, April 22, 2023, with his tractor and slurry tanker in the direction of Unterkonersuth, according to the police. He was driving too fast. The accident happened in a left-hand bend. His slurry tanker tipped over and crashed into the crash barriers. 17,000 liters of manure began to leak. According to police, the majority flowed into the Dulbach, which in turn flows into the Red Main. The liquid manure was waste products from biogas plants, which are usually then spread onto the fields. The Bayreuth District Office and the Water Management Office came to the scene of the accident and took samples on site. According to the police, the extent of the damage to the environment is not yet known. The Bayreuth Land Police are investigating water pollution. The Voluntary Fire Brigades, Heinzerruth, Altenplaus, Altenplaus, Unterkonersuth, Kottenbach, and Bindlach, were in action. According to the police, the material damage to the tractor and slurry tanker is around 80,000 euros. The driver was not injured. So, a beautiful thing. hopefully, this is not necessarily too full of phosphates or other chemicals that will really harm small waterways, but I guess we'll find out. But yeah, slurry. Blech, blech. Can you imagine the smell? The smell, the smell. Zoroff worked a manure spreader on his on their grandparents' farm as a youth, but it was for solids, not liquids. Oh, did I send you a lip of Zambia? My bad. I may have clicked the wrong. let's go ahead here and find. I accidentally linked you to Zambia, so let's find Malawi and get a link to that. Here, I'll send you to the overview page for Malawi. If you go to sdf.org/l/Q8, this is all lowercase altogether, sdf.org/Lima/Quebec 8, sdf.org/l/Q8. That'll take you to the geology page where I like to go and look at maps. In Malawi map and satellite image, you'll be able to see the country, as well as where it is in the world, and a satellite overview showing that it's got a good chunk of Lake Nyasa as part of its sphere of influence, or whatever you want to call it, its borders. Sorry about that. Thanks for the heads up, Publius. Alrighty. Whoo, buddy.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
We're almost there, buddy. Don't worry. Let's talk about... Publius says it's a very skinny country, which is a great lead-in to, well, there are more deaths related to this cult we were talking about not too long ago. Kenyan police recover 67 bodies of suspected starvation cult members. They are very skinny when they die because they starve to death. The death toll from a Christian cult in Kenya that practices starvation has risen to 67 after more bodies were recovered from mass graves in a forest in the southeast of the country. A major search is underway in the Shakahola Forest near the coastal town of Malindi, where dozens of corpses were exhumed over the weekend. The bodies are thought to be those of followers of a cult who reportedly believe they would go to heaven if they starved themselves. Police began combing a 325-hectare or 800-acre area of woodland surrounding the Good News International Church last week after receiving tip-offs from human rights activists and local police about the cult's activities. An increasing number of people have gone missing in the area. So very troubling indeed. We impressed on the police the need to go to more homes and find out what is happening, said Hussein Khalid of human rights group Haki Africa. The church leader, Paul McKenzie Nathingi, reportedly encourages his followers to fast to death in order to meet Jesus. He's in custody, pending a court appearance. It's believed some of his devotees could still be hiding in the bush. Kenya's interior minister said initial findings suggested that large-scale crimes under national and international law had been committed. While the state remains respectful of religious freedom, those responsible should face severe punishment, he tweeted. In one grave, an entire family of three children and their parents were found. Which is very sad indeed. Alrighty, let's see. I'm going to have to send this as a whole link, I think. But yeah, religion, Martronic, right, oof, religion. It will drive people to madness sometimes. So if you want to see a map where they're starving themselves to death in Kenya, it's sdf.org/l/q9. Because it's a map, I wanted to share it, because I like maps. But anyway, sdf.org/l/q9, you'll get to see a quick map of Kenya and where Shakahola Village is, which is where they're finding the bodies. Alrighty. Whoo, buddy. We need to get some music on.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
But let's finish. We got one more death story, at least, to tell you about. In Texas, the United States, 9 people have been injured after gunfire erupted at a teenager's party in Jasper County, Texas. The shooting early on Sunday took place at a private residence where some 250 Jasper High School students had gathered after their prom. The victims, who have not been publicly named, ranged in age from 15 to 19. All are recovering from their wounds at 2 local hospitals. Police have not yet made any arrests and are requesting the public's help. All we know is some kids ganged up after prom to have a night they could remember the rest of their lives, and somehow it got twisted. A bunch of children got shot, Jasper County Sheriff Mitchell Newman said on Sunday. He said investigators are speaking to students who attended the party, including several persons of interest, but no motive for the incident has yet been identified. Gunfire brought an abrupt end to the house party just north of Jasper, a town of about 7,000 people in eastern Texas, shortly after midnight on Sunday. A majority of students at the party had attended Jasper High's prom, which took place without incident earlier in the night. None of the victims are facing life-threatening injuries. A male soccer star was shot in the knee, though, so that might be the end of his career. Last weekend, 4 people were killed and 28 others were injured in a shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party in Alabama. So, yeah, lots of people having really memorable birthdays and late teenage events. Yep, guns. Gun violence in the United States, it's a real surprise, I know. All right. Well, this song doesn't really work anymore. Let's see if we've got one that's maybe a little bit better. Nope, I guess not. So, since I don't know what to play, and I'm kind of all over the place, let's grab something. Let's just scroll. We're going to sort by duration to find a track that's not too long, but is over a minute long, and let's see what we got here. This is Laura Imbruglia singing You're a Parasitic Germ off of the Lighter Side of album. She's from Australia.
It finally ended and I fell into a heap in the corner. Nobody was there to pick me up the third time.
Hey Buns, welcome, welcome.
And everybody's saying, look, I'm sorry, but I told ya. Well, I don't wanna believe that you know. You gotta learn from your own mistakes, and nobody else's if it takes 2 years for me to learn. It's someone else's turn, that's a lesson I have to learn. But don't break my heart and expect to get off scot-free. I've got a guitar, an acid tongue, and an elephant's memory. I wouldn't let anybody else do these things to me. It's dangerous to love someone unconditionally, I believe. But you gotta learn from your own mistakes, and nobody else's if it takes my life for me to learn. You're a parasitic germ, that's a lesson I'd like.
Listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right, you're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, well, that's powered by you. So thank you for listening, and thanks for hanging out here, enjoying the show. Please stick around it. In just about 10 minutes, we've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a show that runs every goddamn day. Every goddamn day at 1930 UTC. So if you are interested in that, check it out. You can always press the equal sign in com to see the schedule and what's coming up, or go to anonradio.net. The important thing to know is that today is the Dubious Goals Committee and then Mix Remix, which happens at 20 hours, which is, I believe these are all loosely licensed songs or stuff off of like archive, things that are freely licensed. And, of course, lots of cool stuff in the schedule ahead. Tune in tomorrow at 1,500 hours, so 4 hours before this show, for Hear Now the Words with Publius. So check it out. And of course, tomorrow we got Internet Noises following the DGC. So yeah, so we'll find out. If you want to hang out and talk, just jump on in to com. Alrighty. Well, let's go over here and let's get, let's flip over from Death and Destruction. Oh, I guess I should tell you two kind of, transitory things, just updates, I guess, really, that are kind of sad or frustrating to me. One, officer who fatally shot Breonna Taylor has been hired by a sheriff's office the next county over. So just so you know, there is no real justice or rights. The cops are just kind of free to wantonly kill whoever they want. So yeah, if you're a cop, quit being a cop or retire or whatever. Just stop. And in Minnesota, the woman who mistook her taser for a gun, I guess we should say, and shot Dante Wright by mistake, has been freed from prison. She hasn't been in prison for very long. Kim Potter, the former Minnesota police officer who said she mistook her gun for a taser when she shot and killed Dante Wright in 2021, was released from prison early on Monday at about 4 a.m. out of an abundance of caution for her safety. The department confirmed Friday she'd be released Monday, but declined to say what time. A white officer from the Brooklyn Center Police Department in suburban Minneapolis shot Wright during a traffic stop in 2021. And the shooting happened during the trial of Derek Chauvin, who killed George Floyd. So, yeah, just so you know, there's plenty of cops still killing people. She'll probably get a job somewhere else. A Florida man walks free after shooting at an Instacart driver who went to the wrong house. No arrests have been made after two teen Instacart delivery drivers in Florida were shot at by a middle-aged man for mistakenly entering his property. The incident comes on the heels of the shooting of a black teen, Ralph Yarl, after he rung the doorbell at the wrong home. The incident sparked anger among the black community as prosecutors said there was a racial component. All right. Anyway, gun violence always gets me riled up. Let's calm down by talking about...
This is time for tech news.
Yes. Hey, Jay LaMoth. Welcome. So let's talk about some cool science-y stuff. First, the storm is subsiding. A severe G4 class geomagnetic storm that sparked auroras all over Europe, China, and most of the United States on April 23rd to 24th is subsiding. The storm was caused by a CME, or a coronal mass ejection, hitting Earth's magnetic field. Minor G1 to moderate G2 geomagnetic storm remained possible on March 24th. Remained possible 24th through the 25th as Earth exits the CME's wake. Arriving earlier than expected, the mass ejection hit Earth's magnetic field on April 23rd at 1737 UTC, sparking a severe G4 class geomagnetic storm. Northern Lights spilled out of the Arctic Circle to unusually low latitudes. And so there are people seeing auroras all the way down in San Diego, which is about 10 miles away from the Mexican border. So very wild, very interesting stuff. San Diego Aurora. I'm posting a link to the image from this news story, sdf.org/l/QA. That's Lima/Quebec Alpha. sdf.org/l/QA. If you go there, you'll see the photo. All right, so let's talk about nuclear stuff in our last 6 minutes or so, because there's a lot of nuclear news to talk about. Kazatomprom plans to increase its production of sulfuric acid, the main reagent in its in-situ leach, or ISL, uranium operations, with the construction of a new 800,000-ton-per-year plant in the Sozak district of Kazakhstan's Turkestan region. The Kazakh National Atomic Company said it has received a certificate of state registration for a new partnership enterprise. I'm going to butcher this, but Takonir Kashilkik Takti LLP, which will be set up to implement the project for the construction of the new plant. The new enterprise was founded by Kazatomprom, 49%, and its subsidiaries. RU6 LLP is 25%, and the other company is 26%. RU6 carries out ISL uranium operations at the North Karamurun and South Karamurun deposits in the Kislorda region. So this will be able to increase increase production of uranium. Very cool. I may have mentioned it before, but check out how it's made. Nuclear fuel and how it's made is really neat. But yeah, got to use that acid if you want to get that uranium, was it? Trioxide. All right. In the, as you're going down to dioxide. All right. Now in... Hey, Publius, letting us know something. ISL means that uranium is extracted from the ore body without mining the ore, which is left in place. Oh, that's very cool. I was thinking about the video I saw. They mined the ore, and then they basically crushed it up, dissolved it in acid. The uranium dissolved out, and then they took that slurry, dried it out, shipped it somewhere else. They reconstituted it and turned it into from trioxide to dioxide. So that's cool. But yeah, it looks just like an oil well. Cool. That's very cool. Thanks, Publius. All right. The current situation at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is having a significant impact on the plant's maintenance capability, the IAEA has said. Plant management informed the IAEA experts present at plant that the scope of maintenance performed during outages on all units in 2022 was reduced compared with the planned scope due to reduced staff, absence of external contractors who perform a significant part of the work, and a lack of spare parts, including critical components. The plant currently has only about one quarter of its regular maintenance staff available. It noted new staff are being hired, but it will take some time until they're fully trained. The plant said a substantial list of required spare parts has recently been submitted to Russian state nuclear corporation Rosatom. So, good luck. Hopefully they can keep that plant running all right. Also in Russia, license issued for Russia's first land-based SMR. That's right, Rosatom's SMR is a water-cooled RITM. It's Romeo India Tango Mike 200N, like November. Reactor that has been adapted from the RITM 200 series used to power the latest fleet of nuclear-powered icebreakers. The license is to build the SMR in the Ust-Yansky district of Yakutia, and Rosatom noted that the reactor had already proven their ability in Arctic conditions and on the icebreakers. So this will be very interesting. Pre-construction work is already underway with more than 2,000 tons of cargo delivered to the site. There are about 80 workers and 38 pieces of equipment. So, we'll see what's happening there. And if you'd like to see a French language film in which you can watch the process of uranium mining and milling in French, sdf.org/l/QB. That's Lima/Quebec Bravo. All right. And the last story for you today, five G7 countries are in a nuclear fuel agreement. The agreement by Canada, France, Japan, the UK, and USA to leverage their civil nuclear power sectors to ensure a stable supply of fuel for existing and future reactors came as G7 climate, energy, and environmental ministers concluded a two-day meeting with the promise to accelerate the phase-out of fossil fuels. So very cool indeed. Thanks for listening. Please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope, and I'll be back tomorrow with some more news. Hopefully not a too much death and destruction, but we'll see.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening.
Froggy Mee's here.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Welcome.
And every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.